98.9 FM, Omaha Central, one of the premier teams in the state of Nebraska, 17-3 on the year. They'll be taking on the Angels of Denver East, who are 16-3, a team that will play anybody, anywhere, at any time, and has had a tremendous amount of success. They are undefeated in the state of Colorado. They have their number one team in the state. Some services have them rated number two, but generally considered the number one team in the state of Colorado. Their three losses on the year were to a high school from Philadelphia, a team from Los Angeles, and another team from Charlotte, North Carolina. So you have to go to either coast to find a team that can maybe run with Denver East, at least until we get to this game tonight against Omaha Central. Central opened a lot of eyes last year with the win over Oak Hill Academy, and right now it's 17-3. They're not thinking that probably that Central is as good this year as they were last year, but again, what made people really appreciate Omaha Central a year ago was that win here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, and they'll have the opportunity to kind of prove themselves yet again here as Denver East comes into town. And Denver East has tremendous athletes. Probably the most notable among them are going to be Dominique Collier, who is going to be heading to the University of Colorado, Ronnie Harrell, who is 6'7", and will be a great shooting guard. He fits in perfectly with the system that they have at Creighton. So they have a couple of Division I athletes right now. And the other kids that start, not too shabby either. And a couple of them haven't signed with a team yet because they're only juniors.
No, and that's the thing you notice about this Denver East team. A lot of juniors and seniors, so very experienced team. And those non-starters, Randy, they're pretty tall as well, 6'5 and 6'4. The lone starter under 6 foot is 5'10, Ryan Carey, but he's no slouch either. We've seen these guys in warm-ups just taking some shots, and a lot of them are going in. A few athletic dunks and stuff will get the crowd to their feet, but both teams know how to do the fundamentals as well. It said it took either a team from the West Coast, from Los Angeles or Charlotte or Philadelphia on the East Coast, will a team from the Heartland in Nebraska will try to pull off the upset in the Heartland Hoops Classic in the Heartland Event Center.
Yep, they're going to have a shot at it, and we'll see how this all pans out here for Omaha Central. Again, we're very excited about this. We think it's going to be a great matchup. You know, we talked earlier with the head coaches of both Omaha Central and Denver East. Both of them said that the two schools kind of mirror each other a little bit. They have the same style of play, so it's going to be a lot of fun here when the Angels of Denver East and Omaha Central get together here as we tip it off here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll come back for the starters for Denver East and Omaha Central when we come back right after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Let's give you our starters. We'll begin, first of all, for Denver East, who come in with a record of 16-3 on the season. They are undefeated in a very competitive conference in downtown Denver. Denver East just off of Colfax Avenue in what is really now downtown Denver. Their starting lineup is Jordan Willis, a 6'5 junior, will make the start. Javon Griffith is 6'4 and a senior. He's averaging 12.5 points, 4.5 rebounds a game. Brian Carey, 5'10 and a junior, averaging 10.7 points a contest. Dominic Collier, who is heading to the University of Colorado, he is a 6'2 senior, and Collier is averaging 23.5 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. And Ronnie Harrell, a 6'7 senior, he'll be heading to Creighton. So he'll find out what Omaha is all about here as he's averaging 16.6 points and a little bit over 6 rebounds a game for legendary head coach Rudy Carey. Now for the Omaha Central Eagles, their starters are going to be Malik Harris, a 6'6 senior. He's averaging about 4 rebounds a game. That's kind of his specialty. Jerick Coles, a 6-foot-tall senior, is averaging 12 points a contest. Austin McGaw, 6'1 senior, is averaging about 10 points per ball game. Reith Nyoch, a 6'6 senior, is averaging, we don't have their stats because he wasn't expected to be a starter, but he is 6'1 and a senior. And Trayshawn Thurman, 6'6 senior, is averaging about 20 points and 6 rebounds a game, as he can do a little bit of everything, but really tends to be a little bit closer to the paint than anything else. And so we anticipate a great matchup here, as those are our starters. Brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank. Very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. I know, we're kind of looking forward to this. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's the marquee matchup for a reason. Omaha Central, the perennial best team in the state of Nebraska. Denver East, lately, the last 20 years or so, best team in Colorado. Nice special presentation there at the beginning of the game, trying to delay the game so we haven't had the starters quite yet. So we've got 8 minutes on the scoreboard. We've got still a little time to break this one down. Looks like Thurman for Omaha Central, Randy. He's going to try and dominate the paint, gets 20 points a game. Harrell for Denver East is more of a perimeter game, but both these teams, very, very similar styles. So it could be one of those games up and down. We'll see who can basically put the ball in the hoop a little bit more in this one.
And it appears that Denver East traveled fairly well. There's a fair number. There's a nice contingent behind the Denver East bench over here of some folks that are making a lot of noise whenever anything's said about Denver East. And Omaha Central also has kind of traveled pretty well. Again, when they make those trips out to Charlotte, and they play in Los Angeles and they play in Philadelphia, probably a little bit harder for some of those families from Denver to make it out. But, you know, it's not that hard. We're not that far away from Denver. They traveled to Grand Island here and are going to support their Angels. So we're anticipating a very energetic, a lot of fun here between Denver East and Omaha Central. And we'll be back for the tip between the Angels and the Eagles here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. We'll have the tip when we come back right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Well, Omaha Central will be the home team on the scoreboard. They're in their home white uniforms with the purple numbers, letters, and just a little bit of trim. And for the Angels, which I think is a great mascot, by the way, the Angels of Denver East, the East Angels, they're in red. They have a little accent color of their other school color, silver, but they have mostly white letters and numbers, but a little bit of silver trim on their uniforms. And both teams pretty energetic. I mean, I think they're looking forward to this kind of environment and playing in front of a pretty good crowd. Last year's crowd for Oak Hill, maybe a little bit larger, but this still is going to be a great matchup and a lot of energy. A lot of people that have stuck around for, you know, 4, 5, 6, maybe even all 8 games still here to watch this matchup. Trayshawn Thurman will be doing the jumping here for the Omaha Central Eagles. Jordan Willis doing it for the Angels of Denver East. And we're all set and ready to go. Tip is in the air, and it's tipped around, and it's going to be Omaha Central basketball. Coming up with it was the jumper, Trayshawn Thurman. He'll give the basketball off here for Coles. And Jerick Coles looks right side. Angels going man-to-man. Lob pass inside for Thurman. Thurman had it knocked away momentarily. Gets it back. Gives it to McGaw. Back inside. Turnaround jumper on the baseline for Thurman. No good. Offensive rebound. It's good for Malik Harris. Harris on the backside was able to come through unmolested. and banked it off the glass one-handed with the tip, and Central leads it 2-0 after the missed shot. So the Angels have it on that right wing. Dribbling through some pressure here is going to be Brian Carey. And Carey, pass on the inside, is going to be stolen away. Nice defensive play there by Nyoch. And Nyoch now will set a screen. Dribbling off of that is going to be Coles. He's got it top of the circle. And Central's just working around the perimeter. Penetration now here for McGaugh. McGaugh stops, kicks it out top of the circle for Coles. Coles now will penetrate, has the ball knocked loose. Nice hands in there for Harrell as Denver East will force the turnover. It rolled into the hands of Carey, who now gives it back to Harrell. Harrell is going to drive on the right side, and he's got his first 2 points on the night. Tied at 2 here in the early stages at the Heartland Hoops Classic, game number 8 between the Angels and the Eagles, Denver East and Omaha Central. Central's got it on the right wing here for McGaugh. McGaugh's going to step up. They left him alone. He pulls up for a 12-foot jumper. No good. Offensive rebound. The shot by Harris won't fall. Coming out with it is going to be Griffin for East. And East is going to dribble up, backing up is Harrell, and Harrell will drain the three. I don't even know if the net moved. He hit that one so pure. And Denver East now with a 5-2 lead. This is their first lead of the ball game. Coles will slow it down a little bit, working against Collier. Throws it top of the circle here for Reith Nyoch. And off of the screen on the dribble here is going to be McGaugh. Jumping through some pressure, Thurman. Thurman in the lane, throws it into the corner. There's Coles. Coles will kick it out, and Thurman will fire a three, and he answers the three with a three. Strokes it in, and we're tied at 5. Don't forget, at halftime, we'll talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High, about his game against Norfolk. And we'll pick his brain a little bit on what he sees out here tonight between two athletic teams, Denver East and Omaha Central. On the bounce is going to be Harrell. Harrell gives it off. Penetration here by Carey. Carey, nice dump in underneath. Beautiful pass to Jordan Willis, who's going to lay it up and in. There was a lot of heavy lifting done on that drive by Carey. He made for an easy bucket there for Jordan Willis. A little penetration, kicking it back out here. It's Nyoch. Nyoch gives it right side for McGaugh. McGaugh with the dribble, looks to the inside, can't get it inside for Nyoch, so they'll work it around the perimeter, and now Thurman will fire a three, a little bit too strong. Willis pulls down the rebound for East, and on the bounce here is going to be Carey. Carey finds a trail, that's going to be Harrell. He'll fire a three, no good. Coming up with a rebound and almost falling down, keeping his dribble going so he wouldn't walk with it, was Reith Nyoch, and Nyoch now will just hand it off to his guard, and directing traffic is going to be Jerry Coles. Coles off of a little screen, kicks the top of the circle here for Nyoch, and they'll give it right back out for Coles. That's not really Nyoch's game, and we're going to have a hand check foul that's called on Dominique Collier. Collier, 6'2 senior, heading to the University of Colorado, one of the premier players in the Denver metro area. Ronnie Harrell, not a slouch either, at 6'7, shooting guard. They'll be taking his talents to Creighton starting next year. Substitution here for Omaha Central as Rashad McCoy comes in. Kick on that left side, three-pointer up and good for Jarrett Coles. So Coles is going to drain the three-pointer. So Coles will drain the three. And they'll work it back around the perimeter here for Brian Carey. Carey now penetrates. He'll kick it back out. Collier was surprised by that. And now off a little roll to give it for Jawan Griffin. Griffin, extra pass inside for Willis. Willis took an extra step. Good defensive pressure there by Trayshawn Thurman to force that turnover. And again, it was a walk, but it was because there was a lot of traffic there.
Yeah, Denver East player tried to go to the baseline. Nice job cutting down there. Threw the pass into the lane, and it just forced the turnover there. Just good defensive pressure definitely caused that turnover.
Midway through quarter number one, and it's like waiting for an explosion to come here as it's pretty quiet in here. The lob pass is tipped around, coming up with a loose ball, though, is Trayshawn Thurman. He's able to kick it into the corner. Three-pointer up and good. Stroking it in there is Austin McGaugh. That wasn't exactly what Central had in mind, but a nice ad-lib there by Trayshawn Thurman, who's able to kick it out for McGaugh, who drains the three, and Central now leads it 11-7. Carey plays like a coach's son for obvious reasons. Will dribble and give it off on the left side here for Griffin. Griffin A little juke. Now he'll back in, kick it out for Carey. Carey's going to step into a three. Shot's no good. Up high for the tip is Griffin. It won't fall. Another tip by Willis. No good. And finally, it's Central that comes up with it. Pass up ahead. The tip, no good for McCoy. And then the jam. Malik Harris comes up there, and he's able to bring it home. And Central now leads at 13-7. That ball is on the rim. Three different Eagles tipping it around. Miss on the drive, but Jordan Willis is there for the tip for Denver East, high over the rim, and he's able to bring it home for the Angels, 13-9 as the offensive tip. Coles will play the point. They'll get it on the baseline here for Thurman. Thurman working against the pressure of Griffin, and he'll take it off glass. He drew a body contact. That'll be a foul, and he'll be heading to the line. So Trayshawn Thurman averaging 20 points per ball game, and you can just kind of see he has that shooter's, that offensive player's mentality. When they kind of clear things out for him, he was going to take whoever was on him to the basket. As a result, the foul is called on Willis, and that is his first. The free throw is up and good here for Trayshawn Thurman, who's a good free throw shooter. People who score a lot of points tend to be pretty good free throw shooters.
Yeah, you can shoot the ball when there's somebody guarding you. It's usually a pretty good chance he's going to make it when no one is.
And if you can drive, if you want to score points, make your free throws. And he does make both free throws here. And so Central leads it 15-9. 2:20 to go. We're still in the first quarter. Harrell going to drive, shut out there defensively. Nice work there by Jerry Coles. But they kick it out in the three-pointers. Good for Collier. Dominic Collier does not need a lot of space to pull up for a three-pointer. Trayshawn Thurman kicks it left side. Three-pointer on that left wing. No good. It hangs on the rim. Will not fall, and Ronnie Harrell pulls down the rebound. Harrell's on the bounce. He'll give it off for Dominic Collier. Collier gives it right side for Brian Carey, and Carey's going to put it at the elbow in the hands of Jerron Griffin. Griffin's going to turn around from 15 feet. No good, and Thurman pulls down the rebound. He's being pressured. He's able to kick it up ahead, and Austin McGaugh ran out of room there. That pass was a little bit too high. By the time he jumped up for it, landed, he stepped on the sideline, and that'll be a Central turnover. Omaha Central 15, Denver East 12, minute 35 left to go here. In the Heartland Hoops Classic, the marquee matchup, game number 8 on the day. And Carey will slowly bring it across the timeline. Left wing, they give it for Collier. Collier takes it all the way to the baseline, puts up a jumper, rattles it just inside the three-point arc, and he brings it in.
Tough fadeaway shot there. It didn't look like he had much to go, but he still nailed the shot, Dominic Collier.
He didn't have much space at all to get that shot off. The drive, reverse layup, no good on that left side for McCoy, and it's going to be rebounded by Harrell, so here comes the Angels. Final minute of quarter number one. On the baseline, Collier. Collier, same spot, same result. That time he was able to jump up straight and stroked it in. Denver East now has the lead 16-15. That's getting the crowd to make a little bit of a noise here. Jarrett Cole gives it top of the circle. Trayshawn Thurman, he'll break it down. He'll step through, nice jump stop, and then he's able to get that fingertip roll. After the jump stop, he was able to roll it up, and Central takes the lead back. Those long arms, fingertip roll. Boy, you can cover a lot of ground pretty quickly when you're as athletic as Trayshawn Thurman is with those long legs and 6'6". Griffin's going to work the clock a little bit. The Angels are going to try to get the final shot of the first quarter here. They trail it 17-16, 10 seconds left. With the basketball is Carey. He's going to hand the ball off to Harrell, and he has it stolen away. The layup is up, good, and he's fouled. Wow, that pressure capitalizes for a nice layup here for Omaha Central. With 2.8 to go, Carey with the foul. And it's going to be McCoy at the line to try to finish the three-point play. So they'll hand him the basketball, 19-16. And the free throw is up. Back the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound is Harrell. Harrell spins, loses the basketball, and that will do it for the first quarter of play. Omaha Central 19, Denver East 16. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Omaha Central with a 19-16 lead at the end of one quarter of play in what has been a very entertaining basketball game. Well played. I mean, it's a high level of basketball right now. It isn't because they scored, because it wasn't any defense. That was just good offense over the top of some pretty good defense.
Yeah, good tempo, and sometimes in these marquee games you get a little bit nervous. Sometimes the rims aren't what you're used to, but both teams shoot the ball well. And like you said, it hasn't been because of turnovers. It hasn't been because of a lot of misses. Just a lot of good basketball and great offense for both teams. Central up by three after the end of the first.
And that steal at the end of the first quarter was a big play that Rashad McCoy had. So inbounded here for Javon Griffin as East has possession to start the second quarter. And dribbling to the elbow is going to be Collier. Collier will give it back out here for Harrell. Harrell gives left side for Javon Griffin. Griffin and Harrell just playing catch with it. They'll kick it right back out here for Griffin. Griffin now is going to penetrate. Kicks right side. Open for the shot is Harrell. He fires a three. No good. Up high for the rebound is Jarrett Coles for Omaha Central. And he'll bring it into the offensive end. Little juke step. And then, boy, that's good defense as Carey stays right with him. Pass is tipped. Tracking it down is Trayshawn Thurman. Thurman drives, gets it in underneath. The bucket is up and good as Reith Nyoch lays it up and in. And I think they're going to call a goaltending basket interference. It was going to go in anyway. And Reith Nyoch lays it up and in. That was a nice pass, though, by Thurman. So Central now with a five-point lead, 21-16. We've got 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Dominique Collier on the dribble, a little jump stop, kicks it out for Carey. On the baseline, Griffin. Griffin penetrates, kicks out here for Harrell. Harrell will give it off left side. Three-pointer by Collier, no good. And snagging the bound is Malik Harris. Harris a little sloppy with the basketball, almost had it stolen away. He was able to track it down, and now Coles has it. He'll pass it up ahead. Great catch up high by McGaugh. McGaugh, though, his outlet pass is finally stolen away. Driving here is going to be Griffin, and Griffin ran into the defender. And I think there might have been a foul before he ran into the defender. And it is before the shot. I'll tell you what, if the foul hadn't occurred by the defensive player for Omaha Central, that might have been a charge because Trayshawn Thurman was there. As it stands, though, it is a foul on Reith Nyoch on the reach. Carey will take it to the top of the key, give it off to Griffin, and he'll stroke in a three-pointer from the wing.
Bank is open for Griffith.
Banked it in off that glass. Well, you know, from that angle, that's not a bad way to shoot the threes. You don't see a lot of people do it, but it's not a bad way. Coles gives the top of the circle a little penetration here by McGaugh. McGaugh stops as he was shut off there by Willis, and they'll work it around the perimeter. Left wing jumper by Nyoch, no good. And the rebound by Willis, and Willis almost had his outlet pass stolen away. It was knocked out of bounds by Jarrett Coles. And so East will get the ball back. They trail it 21-19, 6 minutes to go here before halftime. On the bounce is Carey. Carey going to hand it off here for Harrell. Harrell breaks him down, will drive, take it off glass. It's deflected there by Thurman, and Thurman tips it. Harris with the rebound, and Central holds defensively. Top of the circle, Coles thought about the three, elevates, just dumps it off to the left wing, and the entry pass intended for Harris is knocked out of bounds by Denver. So East knocks it away. Looking up and down that bench is Eric Behrens. And Behrens, one of the more storied coaches in the state of Nebraska. He has developed a outstanding program at Omaha Central. The kids have really bought in. Trayshawn Thurman will kick it off on the left side. Three-pointer by Coles, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath. Still hacking away at the basketball is McGaugh. McGaugh takes it off glass. It will not fall, but he will head to the line as he was hit on the arm. And that was just hard, gritty basketball there by McGaugh, battling a couple of taller Denver East players for the rebound. And then he's finally hit on the arm by Jordan Willis. And the free throw is up and good. So McGaugh will bring in the bucket. He's got 4 points here in the game. Second free throw is also good. So make it five. And the lead is four. Omaha Central 23, Denver East 19. Carey working against a little pressure here by Rashad McCoy. And McCoy went for the steal. That'll leave Carey open for the three, but the jumper is no good. Rebound tipped out. Carey's able to keep it alive, comes up with it. Carey works it to the inside. It's tipped around. Harrell can't come up with it. And out with it is going to be Coles. And Coles, being double-teamed, in trouble, calls the timeout. Omaha Central calls timeout. They lead it 23-19, 5:01 to go here, second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck.
And welcome back here as Denver East and Omaha Central hooked up in a pretty good one. Central leads at 23-19, a difference of four. And that difference of four, Jeff, comes from?
The free throw line. Field goal-wise, both teams have made five two-point field goals and 3 3-point field goals. Denver East shooting a little bit better, but the difference, Omaha Central 4 or 5 from the line. Denver East yet to get there.
That's because they're attacking the basket, and they do so here in transition. They bounce it to Malik Harris, and Harris hits a left-handed layup. So they're penetrating a little bit more. That's what's getting them to the free throw line. And now trying to answer that call is Javon Griffin. He penetrates a little bit on the inside, and he is fouled. It's going to be called against Jarrett Coles. And that will be his third foul. Off the inbounds, here's a three-pointer by Collier. No good. Up high for the rebound is Harris. Harris will just flip it over to Trayshawn Thurman. Thurman pass up ahead. McCaw has his shot blocked, but into the hands of Trayshawn Thurman, and Thurman will score. I said McCaw. I meant to say McCoy has his shot blocked. So good hustle, but following the play, Trayshawn Thurman, and he's rewarded with a bucket. Harris knocked the ball away from Willis, and that'll be a turnover, as coming up with it is Omaha Central, and Trayshawn Thurman will dribble. And then when he jump stopped, apparently I couldn't see his feet because there's a scorer's table in the way, but apparently he drug a pivot foot because there'll be a turnover here on Omaha Central.
Not too much argument from Coach Barron, so probably the right call here. He's going to get some substitutions into the game, trying to keep his guys fresh. Looks like Harris will come out and Roach will go back in.
And you don't see Coach Barron's really get that agitated with the officials. Very, very rarely. Will he ever do that? Now, will he talk to him? Absolutely. Will he plead his case? You bet. But usually he's cool, calm, and collected. Griffin from the elbow, dribbles to that left side, and shoots over the top of Raich Nioth and is able to stroke it in from 15 feet. That was a nice little bit of elevation there. So across timeline here is Trayshawn Thurman. Thurman gives it on the baseline, a little spin. McGaugh, shot hangs on the rim, no good. Coming out with it is Collier. And Collier will dribble out of some pressure, give it off to Harrell. Harrell tries to throw it down low for Griffin, but there, ready for it, is Nioge. He'll make the steal, and Coles will bring in the offensive zone. They're going to slow it down here as Nioge now gives it. He'll penetrate, gets the body foul, rolls it up and in, and he is hit on the arm by Javon Griffin. What a great play there as he drove in hard, and the bucket by, yeah, they're going to let him keep it. As it rolled in there, I thought maybe they said that the foul came before, but, boy, there was some great body control there by Jarrett Coles as he's able to roll that one up and in. And for Griffin, that is going to be his first foul. The three-point play completed here by Coles from the free throw line. He strokes it in, and Central now leads by 9, 30-21. And almost turning it over, but Brian Carey's able to pick it up here for East. He'll kick it out for Harrell. Harrell's shot no good, and coming down with the rebound is going to be Jarrett Coles. Coles has it here for Central. And right now, East is really trying to pick up the intensity defensively because they're not really doing well offensively. Little pick and roll, and Nioche has the ball deflected away from him. Good play there by Griffin to knock the ball loose. Kicked up ahead here for Harrell. East is on the run, and they have it knocked away by Trayshawn Thurman. But it's out of bounds off of Thurman. So Central will stay playing a little defense here. 30-21, 2:49 to go. And Rashad McCoy coming back into the game. And the ball is inbounded here for Carey. Carey with 2:45 to go. Give it up on that left side. Collier is shut off nicely. Finds a little cutter. That's going to be Carey.
Oh, nice
Carey,
pass.
Backdoor cut. They passed it on the wing, and what a pass inside for Carey. As Harrell makes the pass, and we've got a timeout. 2:32 to go here, quarter number one, and timeout for Omaha Central. They lead it by 7. We'll take this timeout, courtesy of Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
So welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. Omaha Central 30-23 over Denver East. 2.5 minutes to go. And Denver East head coach Rudy Carey just needs to find something to straighten this stuff out here because they had a nice offensive play there. But overall, offensively, they've struggled a little bit in the face of this Omaha Central defense.
Yeah, and ever since we had mentioned that the game was pretty even field goal-wise, Denver East kind of went on a lull there, needed to get something going. That was such a beautiful pass there from Harrell. Radio can't do it justice. Oh. That was maybe one of the best passes I have ever seen. Backdoor pass, easy put in there for Carey. Call the timeout right after that. So they're only down 7. Maybe that will be what can spark Denver East here.
And maybe that's what the timeout was for. It was kind of talk about, see, that's what we're talking about. In any event, Jerry Coles, facing some pressure, will lob it up ahead here for McCoy. McCoy's pass deflected. And Harrell, wow, he stayed in bounds. He was able to tip it into the air, was out of bounds, stepped back in and made the catch, and now the kick into the corner for Carey. His three's no good. Up high for the rebound is Harrell. Harrell, he gives it off for Griffin. Griffin missed the shot. On the run here is McGaugh for Omaha Central, and flying through the lane is going to be McCoy. They entered it in, cleared it out, gave it to McCoy, and he lays it up and in. 9-point lead for Central. Answering back here is going to be Griffin, and Griffin's pass off the mark. He was trying to get it to Randall Jones as he drove through the lane, was trying to kick it in the corner, and he threw it to one of the Central players sitting on the bench. Now he was open, but he's on the other team.
7th turnover for the Angels.
Jarrett Coles across the timeline. Minute 45 to go here before the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. He'll get it at the elbow to Harris. Harris back out here for Thurman. He'll fire the three. No good. Collier pulls down the rebound. Collier splitting the Central defense. Goes all the way to the basket, and he's fouled by Malik Harris. There just wasn't any white jersey square in front of him, and he was able to just kind of outrun the Central offense, the defense rather, through the seam there. And Malik Harris got there, but got there late. And he commits the foul. That's just his first. So to the free throw line to shoot two is going to be Collier. And Collier hits the back of the iron. That's kind of how it's going offensively here for East in the second quarter. They trail it 32-23. It was a three-point game after one quarter. And East has scored only 7 points, now 8 points, in the second quarter. Free throw is good. Long pass to McCoy. Back to Thurman. And on the right wing, on the bounce here, is going to be Austin McGaugh. Minute 20 to go as East will stay with their man-to-man matchup that they've got going on here. They kick it left side for Thurman. Thurman, little ball fake. He's working against Collier, and Thurman's pass going to be deflected. East gets on the ground, can't come up with it. It's rolled out of there, and Coles is able to pick it up. He'll give it off for McCoy. McCoy, nice dish inside, trying to jam and missing it is Trayshawn Thurman. Didn't quite get enough elevation where he was at. The ball was too far underneath the basket. He was stuffed by the rim, but then there's a foul on the rebound. And that will be on Denver East.
Foul on Jones there, and it was a nice thought there. Like you said, just wasn't close enough for the hoop was Thurman.
They inbound it to Malik Harris. Harris has the ball stripped away from him as he goes up to the basket. And Carey now will kick here on the left side for Collier. Collier drives and is fouled on the way to the basket. He'll be shooting two because he was stepping through there. And so whatever you can do to get some points, because, again, they've scored only 8 points here in the quarter after scoring 16 in the first. And they just offensively, they're struggling a little bit with this man-to-man defense that Central is playing. The free throw is good for Collier. And Collier now with 9 points in the game.
Second time we've seen Denver East finally get to the line. They were unable to get there in the first quarter.
And he makes a second free throw as well. They want to get there because they're a pretty good free throw shooting team. Long pass. Tracking it down is going to be McGaugh. McGaugh in the lane. Nice dump inside to Malik Harris. And Harris couldn't get the shot to fall, but he's hit on the arm and will head to the line. That was a nice pass from McGaugh to Harris through the lane there. I didn't think there was a Denver East player back there after that pass, but there was one that got him, and that was Ronnie Harrell, who is now called for his first personal foul. So Harris is shooting two in the first one, kind of a line drive shot, but it's up and in. Able to squeeze it over the top of that rim. Omaha Central 33, Denver East 26, 39 seconds to go here in the first half. Second free throw, awfully pretty by Malik Harris as he strokes it in. 8-point lead. And across the timeline is going to be Griffin. Griffin will hand it off here to Carey. We'll see if they work the clock for the final shot, if they go two for one here. Griffin will get it. He'll slice in and lays it up. No good. Harris pulls down the rebound. His outlet pass stolen away by Carey. Carey kicks it on the right side, and Harrell will stroke in the three. So Ronnie Harrell strokes in that three, and now the long outlet pass here for McGaugh. McGaugh has it stolen away by Harrell. Harrell's going to step up. Three-pointer in transition. No good after the steal. Long rebound to Coles. Coles, 1 second left. He'll fire a three. It is short, and that will do it for a very entertaining first half of basketball. Omaha Central 34, Denver East 29. We'll step away. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. And we'll take a look at the numbers here in this game, and then we'll talk with Kearney High head coach Scott Steinbrook. We'll do that when we come back after this timeout.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Omaha Central leads it here at halftime, 34-29. Denver East trailed, but they started to show little signs of life in that second quarter as a pretty well-played ball game. East struggled offensively a little bit in that second quarter. That's why they trail here by five. Taking a look at the numbers, here's Jeff Fable.
Thanks, Randy. Central does lead at 34-29. I had 36 in my book, but I did give Central two extra free throws, so there was my error. Shooting percentage-wise, both teams shooting the ball well. Central with 12 made field goals. Denver East with 11. Denver East shooting better inside the three-point arc, 7 of 12. Central was 9 of 18. Three-point land, Denver East get that late three there in the second half. They're shooting a little bit better there, 4 of 9 for the Angels, 3 of 8 for the Eagles. Free throw line's been the story. Denver East, when they got there, they made them 3 of 4. Omaha Central the same way. They are 7 of 8, so the difference there is 4, and the difference in the game is 5. So kind of that right now, that 5 to 4 points right there is the swing game because both teams have been shooting very well from the field. As far as rebounds, Denver East leads right there 12 to 9 right now. Both teams have a couple of blocks. Turnovers, Omaha Central has turned the ball over twice more than Denver East, 9-7. If we look at the individual statistics, first for the Omaha Central Eagles, led in scoring by Trayshawn Thurman. Surprise there, 9 points for him. Malik Harris chips in 8. Austin McGaw with 7. Jarrett Coles with 6. Rashad McCoy with 4. And Reed Nioch with 2. Rebounding-wise, Malik Harris has skied up to get 4 rebounds and 1 apiece for Thurman, McGaw, Coles, and Nioch for the Eagles. The Eagles up by 5 now. And if we go look at the Denver East Eagles.
Angels.
Such similar names.
I know. Eagles, Angles, it's pretty easy.
Dominique Collier, the man headed to Colorado, leads them right now with 10 points. Harrell going to Creighton. He is second behind them with 8. Javon Griffin with 5. Jordan Willis with 4. And Brian Carey with 2. Looking at rebounding stats-wise, Ronnie Harrell with 4 rebounds. Jordan Willis with 3. Dominic Collier with 2. And 1 apiece for Griffith and Carey. So there's the numbers as far as both teams. Both teams shoot the ball pretty well. Difference right now, Central just getting the line a bit more, Randy, and they lead by 5 on the scoreboard.
34-29 at halftime, and we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We want to remind you, don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll talk with Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. They gave Norfolk everything they wanted. We'll talk about his game as well as this game as well. We continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Right now, Crossroads Ford and Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Back here at the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic, the last game of 8. Omaha Central with a 34-29 lead here over Denver East, and we anticipate a good finish to this one. We had a great finish to the 7:30 game as, not the finish we wanted, but it was still a great effort tonight for Kearney High. They fell here to Norfolk, a final of 66-62. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. We were kind of talking before we got on the air. You guys really played well. There was just kind of a stretch there in the late third, early fourth quarter that the game kind of got away from you a little bit. Other than that, you played them even.
Yeah, it was one of those nights where we knew if we just continued to play like we had the last several weekends that we'd give ourselves a chance to maybe win in the fourth quarter. We got ourselves up 8 middle of the third quarter. We'd had some success playing a little zone defense. We haven't played much zone this year, and it slowed Norfolk down. But then right towards the end of the third quarter, they found a couple gaps in the high post. They got an easy bucket on the baseline. Tyler Hagedorn hits a real deep three from the left wing. Went on about an 8 or 10-2 run there to end the quarter, start the fourth. And that took the lead. Then they went to a zone. They're extended 3-2. They're so long and athletic. It slowed our transition game. and it just made it a little bit tougher to get the looks we were wanting from the perimeter, and we didn't get the ball inside a whole lot.
And you guys got pretty good looks. You got 17 points from Derek Schreiner, and he played extremely, extremely well. Had a few other really good looks, and then they just kind of rimmed it out in and out. I mean, they literally were about half the way down and then came back out.
Yeah, we shot the ball pretty well. We got to the foul line. We did a lot of things right tonight. It's just an example of two teams that are probably played pretty darn good tonight, and Norfolk just made one or two plays, you know, that they needed in the fourth quarter. And when they get ahead by 3 or 4 points late in the fourth and you're forced to foul them, I don't think there's a better foul shooting team in the state. If there is, I'd love to see their percentages, because you know they are just automatic from the line. And we were just trying to go 3 for 2 there those last few possessions, and ran out of time and just missed a couple looks down the stretch.
And they are also able to play keep away pretty well and kind of run that spread out the floor, because they can throw over the top of you guys, because most positions they're 6 to 8 inches taller than what you were able to do.
Yeah, you know, we've played quicker teams this year, but we have not played a team that long. When they're you know, one of their wings is 6'8", they brought a 6'8 post off the bench, their starting post is 6'6". You know, they present so many matchup problems, you know, not just on the offensive end, but what they can do defensively with their defensive rebounding. It leads to transition, that long, lanky 3-2 zone. You know, our shooters are relatively short. Now, we took some deep threes tonight, but those were looks that we felt good with. But give Norfolk a lot of credit. They had a good game plan. They made enough plays to beat us.
And you guys made enough of those long jumpers, enough threes, to stay in this game throughout. It just wasn't able to really kind of sustain that down the stretch.
Yeah, we pretty much got layups and threes all night long. When we got out in transition, we got some layups. In our half-court sets, we got some threes, but there wasn't much in between that. We didn't do a great job of getting our post players involved. And part of that's just Norfolk size.
Yeah.
You know, they blocked some shots and just made it tough to get the ball into the paint. You know, Brian Arp and Brady Johnson have done so many good things for us the last month of the season. You know, hindsight, I wish we could have got them a little bit more involved, especially in the second half, get the ball on the baseline, get the ball on the block. But, you know, again, our kids played well. We feel like we've been playing well for about the last 10 or 12 games, and we just kind of look to keep things going. This is just another bump in the road, and we have one regular season game left with Southeast. It's time to put this one behind us, move on, and get ready for next week.
Absolutely. Got to ask you about this game. What do you kind of see out there?
Two incredibly athletic teams. You know, I think, you know, not having seen Central this year, they are very different than they were last year. You know, there's maybe not all that superstar talent that they've had in the past, but they still defend like crazy. Denver East, you can tell, is kind of a run and jump, trap and press team. For the most part, Central has handled it pretty well, but it's a fun game. It's up and down. You know, watching the kids that are going to Creighton, Colorado for this Denver team, the fans are getting their money's worth here.
Yeah, it's a good time. Hey, Scott, thanks. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
We'll see you against Southeast. Once again, our halftime score, it is 34-29, Central with a 5-point lead over Denver East. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously, from your home, the farm, and your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. The basketball belongs to the Eagles as we start the second half here. They also own a 5-point lead, 34-29. And I'll tell you what, I think Coach nailed it. Kearney High played pretty well tonight, and also this two pretty athletic basketball teams.
Yeah, Kearney High did play well, Randy, but I think what happened there is Norfolk High played well too, and so I think you got to give credit. I don't think Kearney lost the game. I think Norfolk just went out and won the game.
And I think that's going to be the case in this game,
exactly,
too. Both these teams are playing pretty well. That defense for Omaha Central has kind of slowed down Denver East. And right now we'll see what the Central offense can do with their first possession of the second half. McGaw has it on the left wing, tosses it top of the circle here for Thurman. Back of the right wing for McGaw. McGaw will slow it down a little bit, backing out against some pressure by Carey. He uses up his dribble. We'll give it off now on the right wing here for Coles. And Coles will find an open space, top of the key, fires the three, no good. Up high for the rebound is Ronnie Harrell. And Harrell will just hand the ball back off here for Carey. And Carey will bring in the offensive zone. And I'll tell you what, wherever Harrell goes, he is drawing some crowds. As Coles stays with him for a little while, and now staying with him is Trayshawn Thurman. Kick into the corner here, Carey. He'll fire a three, and he rattles in a three. Maybe that'll get Denver East started here a little bit, as Brian Carey will stroke in the three-pointer. He now has 5 in the game. And that'll make it a two-point ball game, 34-32. Pace of this game feels like maybe we should be in the 50s right now, to be honest with you. Coles gives it away, gets it back. They're looking on the inside. Malik Harris and Jordan Willis involved in hand-to-hand combat. Off of a screen, driving up is Coles. Coles missed the left-handed layup. Harrell will pull down the rebound. Bounce pass up ahead here for Willis. He'll kick in the corner. Open for three is Carey. No good. Up for the rebound is Thurman, and here comes Omaha Central. Thurman's going to lead the break himself. He'll dump it off here for McGaugh. He'll fire a three, and he'll stroke in a three. So Austin McGaugh with the three-pointer. It is now 37-32. Stepping through, laying it up, Collier. Collier gets the roll. Holy cow. He hit it off that glass, and the spin got on the ball, and then it kind of rolled around, hung on the rim, and he gets a nice friendly shooter's touch. 37-34. Thurman is going to use the screen, take it down to the baseline. They double-team him. Willis with great pressure, but somehow he puts up a shot that's a little bit strong. And coming out with it is going to be Collier. Collier, pass up ahead, and it's going to be goaltending. It was hanging on the rim there for Brian Carey and trying to come up there with the tip, but it took one extra bounce, and so it's going to be goaltending that's called against Willis. So basket interference, they wave it off. Didn't go in anyway, but end of the possession. Nyoch has it top of the circle. And off of the screen, they'll give it on the baseline here for Thurman. Thurman, nice pass inside, back and in. It's going to be Harris. Takes it off glass, no good. Offensive rebound, Nyoch. Nyoch shot won't fall. And the rebound tipped by Harrell into the hands of Willis. Willis drives down to the baseline, gives it off for Griffin. Pass inside, knocked down by the hands of Nyoch. It goes out of bounds. And last touch by Denver East as they tried to track down the loose ball. So Denver East with the turnover, Omaha Central now with the basketball and a 37-34 lead. 5:15 to go, third quarter. And now Denver East looking to trap as they go full court here. And they pass it up ahead, and McCoy with a drive on the baseline, reverse layup is good. Came up with that little seam and was able to kind of outquick everybody for Denver East, and that takes some doing. But McCoy with a nice drive, and it's 39-34. He's got six in the game. Backing in, now kicking it out is going to be Collier. And Denver East trying to get something going offensively here. Gives it to Carey. Carey gives it top of the circle, and Harrell will fire a three. No good. Rebounded by McCoy. McCoy gives it to Coles. Coles, little penetration in the lane. Puts up a floater over the top of Griffin. Won't fall. And rebounded again by Harrell. And Harrell has been cleaning more glass than a bottle of Windex.
Yeah, he's got seven already in this game, Randy.
Harrell will penetrate a little bit, kick it out. Now Carey does the same thing, his long outlet pass, and almost a turnover. But Collier with great hustle gets the ball. They work it inside for Willis, and Willis is hit as he goes up. Got the defender in the air, thought maybe he might have slid, but no travel called there, and Willis with the defender flying past him puts up the shot, and he was hit by Malik Harris. So Willis will shoot two after being fouled by number one, Malik Harris. And the free throw is good. Well, Willis wears one. He was fouled by number one, and that equates to two free throws. One plus one is two.
Made his first free throw, too.
We'll let it go at that. 39-35. 4:12 to go here, third quarter. 4-point lead for Omaha Central, and trying to cut into it is going to be Jordan Willis with his second free throw. It is on the way. Back the iron, no good. For the rebound is Trayshawn Thurman, and Thurman will play point guard after making that nice rebound. He'll throw it up ahead here for Reith Nyoch. Nyoch will give it back out here for Jarrett Coles. Coles gives it back outside for McCoy, and McCoy will give it to McGaugh. McGaugh's going to direct traffic. Open for three here is Thurman, and Thurman hits the three. Timeout immediately taken by Omaha Central. Thurman with the three. It's 42-35, 3:51 to go here in the third quarter. Timeout Eagles brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center for coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic, brought to you in part by a presenting sponsor, Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their entire inventory of over 400 vehicles, BMWs, Chevrolets, Cadillacs, GMCs, Hyundais, and even Hallmark trailers. Located at Stolly Park Road at South Webb Row in Grand Island. Service, repair, full body sharp as well. Check them out. Tom Dinsdale Automotive at DinsdaleAuto.com. Well, after hitting the three-pointer, Omaha Central calls the timeout. And we'll see what Denver East can do here to try to chip away at a seven-point deficit. Plenty of time, though. We're midway through the third quarter. Arell will give it to the point guard, and directing traffic here is going to be Carey. Carey tries to bounce it in with a little backdoor cut, but Coles is there. Coles makes the steal. Cole misses the layup, though, on the other end, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Denver East. Brian Carey thought it was last touch by Omaha Central, but the official explains that no, it was Ronnie Harrell who touched the ball as it goes out of bounds. And we have an injured Eagle that we're going to be attending to. They bring him down on the sideline, and they're going to be working on some cramps here. And with a table that's in our way, I'm not sure who it is.
32 is Austin
McGaw. Austin McGaw, okay. So they stop the action for that. Now on the inbounds is Trayshawn Sherman, who slams it home. Wow, in traffic with a great dunk. And you can hear what that brought to the crowd. 44-35, 9-point lead here for Central. Entry pass on the baseline, Willis. He'll take it off glass, no good. Another offensive rebound, Willis. That one won't fall as it was deflected, but we've got a foul. Wow, we talked about the athleticism. There was a lot of athleticism on that play.
Yeah, Trayshawn Sherman, Randy, just comes baseline, goes one-on-one with the man. His man was there. Trayshawn Sherman just skied over him, threw the jackhammer slam, and nailed it. Got the crowd to their feet.
You just got put on a poster. That was a great athletic play by Trayshawn Thurman. Free throw up here for Willis, no good. The foul, by the way, was by Malik Harris. And for Harris, that is his third. Willis's free throw on the way, and back the iron, no good. And Nioch proving to Thurman that he can sky as he pulls down that rebound. He'll get the ball off here for Coles. Coles picked up man-to-man there by Collier. And a little ball fake. He's going to drive. Shot no good. Stopping that play was Harrell with a nice play. Now with the basketball is going to be Carey. Carey's going to kick it out for Harrell, and he's going to hit the three. Ronnie Harrell strokes in the three-pointer. Only 11 in the game. It just feels like he's done more than that. It's 44-38. And Trayshawn Thurman. Thurman will take it to that left side. He'll elevate, and he'll hit nothing but the bottom of the well. About a 14-foot jumper on that right side. Found the open area, elevated over the defender, and now he's got 17. Right side jumper by Collier. No good. Offensive tip won't fall. Coming up with it now is Coles. Coles for Omaha Central. Give it up ahead here for Thurman. Thurman kicks it. Here's going to be McCoy. McCoy enters it in. Back out to McCoy. His three, no good. Rebounded by Griffin. Griffin bounce pass up ahead for Collier. Collier will drive, take it off glass, no good. And there's going to be a foul whistled on Central. Trying to collect the charge and getting there maybe just a skosh late was Jerick Coles. In any event, it is going to be a block on Coles. So East will go to the free throw line. Dominique Collier will shoot two. That's now four as a team on Central. No fouls have been called against Denver East yet here in the second half. It is because the two teams aren't going after each other, though.
Collier. Free throw is up and good. Checking in is going to be Randall Jones for Denver East. Second free throw, Collier. Just as pretty as the first as he makes that one. And it's now 47-40. Long pass on the inbounds. McCoy tracks it down near his own baseline. Now he'll drive that baseline, gets it in underneath, and there's a foul. He flipped it to Nyoge, and Nyoge went hard to the basket. And I think they were dealing with a little cramping, and now back on the end of the bench is going to be Austin McGaugh. And McGaugh still walking around, I think telling the trainers are telling the coaches the status of McGaugh, whether or not he can come back in the game. And free throws coming up here for East. The free throw by Nyoge, back of the iron and no good. Score remains 47-40, minute 45 to go, third quarter. And a little frustrated with the miss and pounding the rock a little bit harder is going to be Nyoge, and Nyoge couldn't hit that free throw either. It was rebounded by Harrell. And Harrell will give it off to Collier, brings it in the offensive zone, back to Harrell. He'll fire a three online, but a little bit short, and rebounded by Harris. Harris being double-teamed is able to roll it up ahead here to McCoy. McCoy on the bounce, being pressured by Collier. Almost stolen away, but McCoy's able to get it back. And we're going to have a reach called here on Collier, I believe. That'll be their first foul of the ball game, of the second half, rather. I think it might have been on Jones. Yeah, Jones on that help side. They're going to call him for the reach. 47-40. Minute 19 to go, third quarter. On the far sideline, Trayshawn Thurman's going to inbound it. Gets the ball to a cutter, McCoy. McCoy with the layup, and no good, but Nyoge is there for the tip. So Nyoge brings it home, and Central leads it 49-40. Carey dribbling, now handing off here to Collier. Collier's going to step back, fire the three, short, and rebound to Central, and a foul on the Angels. So foul on number two, Javon Griffin. Foul number two for number two. That is now going to be three fouls on Denver East. 48 seconds to go here, third quarter. Trayshawn Thurman will get the ball to McCoy. McCoy, left wing, working inside here is Harris. Harris off glass, good. Got in that lane, got in the paint, banked it off the glass with a little bunny hook. And now Collier has the ball in the offensive zone with Denver East trailing it by 11, 51-40. And they might be working for the final shot here. They're just playing a little catch with Javon Griffin. Griffin and Carey get involved with the game of catch. Now 14 seconds left. Collier has it near midcourt. And Omaha Central's letting them work the clock a little bit. Now penetration here by Carey. Carey reverse layup, no good. Thurman can't come up with a rebound. Kick down here for Griffin. Shot is up, but it is too late. Griffin came up with the ball on that rebound, but he was falling out of bounds, not facing the basket. He had to kick it out, and there just wasn't enough time for Denver East. And we'll see whether or not they got enough time to erase an 11-point deficit. 8 minutes to go here as we'll head to the fourth quarter. Omaha Central 51, Denver East 40. We're back after this.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
our final quarter of basketball here in the Heartland Hoops Classic in 2013. And right now, Omaha Central will start that quarter leading at 51-40 over Denver East. And the Angels will have possession of the basketball to get it started. Griffin will toss it in. He'll get it in for Ronnie Harrell. And Harrell and Trayshawn Thurman, that's been a pretty good battle. They hand it off here for Carey. Carey kicks it off. Three-pointer for Collier, and Collier will stroke in the three. Set play for Denver East, and that gets their offense going. Long outlet pass, and now Omaha Central gets a shot at the rack, and McGaugh is fouled. As they have had several times that inbounds, they'll cover half to maybe three-quarters of the court on the inbounds. So they're looking to run right away, and it certainly has worked out here as McGaugh will go to the line and shoot a couple after the free throw. Will shoot free throws after the foul is called on Dominique Collier. That's going to be his third, but the free throw is no good for McGaugh. Down the stretch, Central might have to hit some free throws, but they missed two here. And coming out with the rebound is Randall Jones. Jones will hand it off to Brian Carey, and here come the Angels across midcourt. Omaha Central, and that defense trying to keep the clamps on. Great ball fake by Carey. Drives in, kicks it out. There's Harrell. Three-pointer in and out, no good. And the rebound taken out by Thurman. Thurman comes up with it. And up high for a rebound, not getting it, was Griffin. Griffin had to hold onto the rim. Pass up ahead to Malik Harris. Harris on the baseline, athletic shot, no good. He is fouled hard and goes down hard. And now he'll head to the line and shoot two. And he's going to have to walk that off. He kind of hit his backside. And Harrell is the one that's whistled for the foul. And after not committing a foul for quite some time to start the second half, they've now committed five team fouls. They have more fouls than Omaha Central does. And coming out of the game right now is going to be Malik Harris. Harris was fouled. So he's going to come out, and it's going to be Nyoch who's going to shoot the two. The foul, by the way, on Harrell is just his second. So the free throw is up and good for Reith Nyoch. And when a player gets injured and comes out of the game, you can put anybody you want at the free throw line, whether they're in the game or not. Well, you got to put them in the game. Second free throw by Nyoch, no good. And a foul on the rebound, going to go against Trayshawn Thurman. Griffin was there for the rebound, and he was hit. So Thurman called for the foul, his first foul, but he's got 17 points. And Javon Griffin will get the basketball to Brian Carey, and Carey slowly brings in the offensive zone. 7 minutes to go in the ball game, 52-43. And a little runner before the shot. Going to be a hand check foul here on Central. They're going to take a look at Malik Harris right now. As the training staff is going to take him into the hallway behind us. And he got hit on the hip. I thought maybe it was that tailbone, but he's kind of rubbing that hip. Carey gets the inbounds, and now we're going to have a reach on Omaha Central. And that is going to be a McGaugh. So now six fouls whistled against Central. So for the last time after a foul, Denver East will inbound it. Brian Carey brings it to midcourt, gives it to Collier. Collier trying to break down the defender there. McGaugh really can't, so he'll kick it out to Randall Jones. Jones is going to fire a three. It's an air ball. It's rebounded by Thurman. Thurman comes up. Driving here is McCoy. And we're going to have a block that's called on Brian Carey. And Carey, I would say, does not agree. He hasn't said anything, but body language would tell me when he has his hands up in the air, it's like I was up straight.
Well, those are 50-50 calls, and I think the right call was made there. I think Carey might have got there, but I think he just gotten there, and his feet might have still been moving. So I think a good call there by the referee.
On the inbounds, top of the key, McGaugh will drain. Nope, they rattled in and out. It was about halfway down, and then Harrell is able to pull down the rebound. Now he'll take it, jump stop, floats, has it blocked by Thurman, but into the hands of Carey. Carey's going to drive up high, shot no good. Rebounded by Thurman. Thurman altered a couple of shots there and is finally able to get the defensive rebound. And now he'll get the basketball. It's passed to him by Coles. Pass up ahead here. There's Nyoch, and Nyoch will take it off glass and score. With that quick pass, the ball fake got Collier out of position, and an easy bucket there for Nyoch. The lead now 11. Driving is number 11, and he'll draw the body contact, and Brian Carey will go to the line and shoot a couple. And Eric Behrens is trying to calm his team down. Don't necessarily have to go for the blocks. Let's not commit a lot of fouls here. And stepping back into the court here is going to be Malik Harris. We'll see whether or not he comes into the game. He is still rubbing that left hip. Brian Carey has two free throws after the foul was whistled on Coles. And the free throw is good. For Coles, that's his third foul. I don't think anybody's really in serious foul trouble with four for either team. Just haven't been a lot of fouls called.
Yeah, no fouls. Three would be the way. There's about three different players that have three, though.
Carey makes both free throws, and quickly Central inbounds it, and McGaw passes over here to McCoy. McCoy lost it, but is able to track it down on the baseline, and he'll kick the ball out. Around the perimeter we go with it. Here's Trayshawn Thurman. Thurman being double-teamed, and he'll get the ball back out here for Coles, and now Central is going to call a timeout. 5:44 to go here in the basketball game. Central leads East. It's Omaha Central 54, Denver East 45. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
54-45, Omaha Central in the lead here. They call the timeout to get something set up. Today's broadcast of the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic being brought to you by Home Federal Bank. Today, tomorrow, together, build your future at Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC. It's the end of the bench here for Omaha Central. Reith Nyoch will toss the ball into the backcourt to Jarrett Coles. And Coles, not across the timeline just yet. Now he'll pass it up here to McCoy. McCoy now on the baseline, flips it in underneath. Losing the ball is Nyoch, and it's going to go off of his hands and into the hands of Javon Griffin, who had his foot on the baseline. So Denver East thought they got a break when Nyoch lost the basketball, but Denver East can't capitalize because they were on the baseline. Inbounded here from McGaw. McGaw's kicking it out for Thurman. He's going to fire a three, no good. Long rebound, and on the run is Brian Carey. Carey shut down a little bit. Hustling back there was Nyoch, so they'll have to set up a half-court offense. Collier will break it down. Steps through, took an extra step, but he is fouled. That's why he couldn't put up a little runner. That's what he wanted to do. He was held, and there'll be now seven fouls on Omaha Central. So a 1-1 coming up here for Collier. Actually, this is foul number 8. So checking in here is Ronnie Harrell. And Harrell's thin. He looks like a Creighton basketball player. Tall and thin and an outside shooter. Free throw is up and good here for Collier. That'll earn him the bonus. 54-46. At the free throw line, Dominic Collier hits both free throws. And now a timeout here for East. Rudy Carey calls the timeout here for East. They trail it 54-47, 5:14 to go here in the basketball game. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Going to Bowling is up for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic. A total of 32 quarters of basketball today, and this is quarter number 32. We're in the eighth and final game of the day, Overton 41-38 over Sutton. It was High Plains over Freeman, 52-42. Elkhorn South, 64-46, winners over Grand Island Senior High. Bishop Newman over Northwest, 70-35. Don from Trumbull over Norfolk Catholic, 55-50. Southern Valley over GICC, 48-38. And Norfolk over Kearney, 66-62. Right now, it's Omaha Central, 54, Denver East, 47, with 5:14 left to go here in the basketball game. And we'll see what Central can do here. They will inbound. They can run the baseline if they need to. And again, McGaw quite often will throw a long outlet pass, but they throw it pretty short here for Jerry Coles. And Coles is working against Dominique Collier. They'll kick it off on the right wing here for Nyoch. Nyoch off of a screen, directing traffic, but he's not closely guarded, so he's not in any trouble at all. He'll dribble once and now hand the ball off here for Trayshawn Thurman. Thurman will drive, take it off glass, and will score. That ball fake got the defender out of position, and he's able to bank it in off glass. So here quickly, Collier will try to answer back. He'll step through, kick it out, three-pointer for Griffin, and Griffin will stroke it in. Well, Denver East isn't going away. 56-50, long outlet pass off the back of an East player, and now laid up by Nyoch. Bit of a break there for Central. Driving is Carey. Carey floats off glass, no good. A little bit strong, and McGaw will pull down the rebound. So here comes Coles. He's being double teamed. He'll get it to Trayshawn Thurman. Thurman long pass, intercepted here by Randall Jones. Jones leading a 3-on-1 break. The dunk attempt by Collier, no good, but there is a foul as he was trying to throw it down over the top of Coles. Coles going to be called for the block. And had that gone in, that would have been a poster.
For sure. A lot of athleticism on display here in this final game. Looked like Collier just about had the dunk there, but he'll try to get two via the free throw line.
I think on the way, he had the ball in his hands, and on the way down, I think it started to slip out of his hands, and he slips that in from the free throw line as he rolls it in. And Collier
20.
Now with 20 in the game, yeah.
Quiet 20 for a guy that's a Division I athlete.
Well, he doesn't force it. Free throw rolls around and is good. So now he's got 21. And it's 58-52. 4:10 to go. And a push is going to be called here on Brian Carey as they were trying to pressure the inbounds. And McCoy is fouled and will bring the basketball to this end of the court. And McCoy is going to shoot a 1-and-1. 9 fouls on Central, so if they commit a foul, Denver East is going to shoot twice. And Denver East with their 7th foul here. That's whistled against Carey. That's his 2nd. And he didn't agree with either call, by the way. And McCoy will try to add to a 6-point lead here for Omaha Central. The free throw is up and good. Not much of a rotation when it leaves the hand of Rashad McCoy. But you don't have to worry about the rotation when you hit the middle of the net. 2nd free throw here, back of the iron, no good. And Harrell pulls down the bound. Harrell will give it to Collier. Collier is across the timeline, giving it off here for Harrell. He'll hand it off for Carey, and we got a timeout for East. Midway through the 4th quarter. It's Omaha Central 59, Denver East 52. Timeout for the Angels. We'll take it with them. Brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
We'd like to say thanks to our presenting sponsors, Tom Dinsdale Automotive and Home Federal Bank of Grand Island, for helping us bring you coverage of all 8 games today here from the Heartland Hoops Classic. First 5 were on ESPN, the last 3 were right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Southern Valley over Grand Island Central Catholic, 48-38. Kearney gave Norfolk everything they wanted, but the Panthers win it 66-62. And right now, Omaha Central, they have led the entire second half. I think it was in the early stages of the second quarter the last time that the Angels had a lead here. But they haven't gone away. They haven't been able to bury them. They've been down by as many as 11 or 12. But right now it is a seven-point ball game, and they've got the basketball. Carey has it, top of the circle. They score here. It's going to be very interesting. They give it up, and Javon Griffin is going to penetrate, kick it in, reverse layup by Randall. No, he's going to kick it out. I thought he was going to shoot that. He'll give it to Carey. Carey's going to drive. Bounce pass inside here for Randall. Randall works it out. Now open for three is Griffin, and he'll stroke the three. Well, Denver East was patient enough to wait for a good shot, and they got it because they drained a three-pointer top of the circle by Javon Griffin, and it's now 59-55. See if Thurman can answer back. He'll penetrate. He'll shoot. No good. Rebound taken out by Collier. Collier leading a break. He's got shortage of numbers, but he'll lay it off glass anyway. Gets his own rebound, takes it off glass, and scores. He was about 8 feet away when he flipped it up high off glass, ran to the other side of the glass, got the rebound, laid it up and in, and he's hit on the arm for a chance for a three-point play. And the foul is going to be on Reith Nyoch. That's going to be his second foul. You can see Denver East saying, we still believe in this. And again, they lost to a basketball team from Philadelphia, one from the Los Angeles area, and another in Charlotte, North Carolina. Probably not intimidated here in Grand Island. The free throw was up and good by Collier, and it's a one-point ball game, 59-58. And now slowing it down a little bit is going to be Jarrett Coles. Central now needs to find a bucket. McGaugh gets it in underneath, trying to dunk and missing it is Thurman, but Thurman was fouled. Ball came out of his hand because he was hit pretty hard on the arm going up. And Harrell is going to be called for the foul. He's got 25 points. I'm sorry, he's got 11 points, three fouls. And how many rebounds?
He's got 8 rebounds, Randy.
Boy, it seems like more. It really does. A free throw by Thurman. Up and good. Second free throw, again, good for Thurman. Thurman makes it 61-58. He's got 21 in the game. Griffin will play the point. Kicks it up ahead here for Collier. Collier on the baseline. Off-balance shot that floats up and in. Wow. I didn't think that one had a prayer, but it hit nothing but the bottom of the well. Trayshawn Thurman in the offensive zone. A little stutter step. He'll kick it in the corner. In the lane with it is McGaugh. McGaugh has pocket pick. Stolen by Collier. Collier lays it up. He was above the rim and just laid it up and in. Wanted to make sure they got the bucket as Denver East has taken the lead. 62-61. Timeout taken by the Angels. 62-61, 2:30 to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Ronnie Harrell right now is battling through some cramping problems. They're trying to get him all stretched out on the far side if you're wondering why he is not in the game at the moment. And that's a bit of a factor here because he's one of their bigger threats, the Creighton recruit, pretty good three-point shooter. And right now Denver East has the lead, 62-61. They don't need the threes. They need the defense. And now he's back into the ballgame. They've got him stretched out. And so Trayshawn Thurman will inbound the ball. Gives it for Jarrett Coles. Coles will direct traffic. Central, for the first time in the second half, is trailing 62-61, 2:20 to go. Coles will step back, fire a three, back of the iron, no good. Rebound tipped off of the hands of Malik Harris and out of bounds. Harris knocked it away from Javon Griffith. We had a great angle at it. Officials got it right. I don't think there's any Well, there's a little doubt because there was some bodies there, but it was knocked out of bounds by Harris. Griffin, near midcourt, will give it off here for Dominic Collier. Back out for Carey. 2 minutes to go. 1 point lead here for Central. Long pass to Harrell on that right side. And they'll get it out for Carey. And it looks like Denver East wants to play keep away. They want to milk the clock a little bit. And now, backdoor cut open underneath is Randall Jones. But Jones had a little trouble getting that ball to him, so he'll dribble out with it. Now back to Harrell. Harrell will try the jam. Back of the iron, no good. But tipped out and coming up with it is Jones. Jones out for Griffin. Backdoor cut, driving in. Collier has it blocked. Muscles it up, almost falls in as he is fouled. And you know what? Ronnie Harrell is still trying to run out those cramps.
Yeah, he's running all the way towards us, and we're on the far end of the court. Had a noticeable gimp. They had that long pass to him, and he had a sky for the pass. I wonder if he kind of maybe retweaked it there.
And he's still trying to stretch out. He's touching his toes, trying to stretch it out as Collier is at the free throw line for two shots. The first one's up and good after the foul was called on Malik Harris. And now after trying to run everything out, Harrell will go back in rebounding position here for Lincoln East on the second free throw. It is short and rebounded by Malik Harris. So Omaha Central down by two. Has it in the hands of Jerry Coles. Coles gives it here for Thurman. Thurman will put up the shot, but he's fouled on the arm by Griffin and is going to shoot three. Trayshawn Thurman with a little ball fake and then kind of put those legs out there to get the body contact and drew the foul. So he's shooting three. And if he hits two of them, we'll be tied. The first one is on the way and good. Trayshawn Thurman now with 22 points. It's Denver East 63, Omaha Central 62. Minute 18 to go. The final game of the night for the 2014 Heartland Hoops Classic. Second free throw, we'll tie it. And you can see why he wanted to get himself at the free throw line. He's got one more coming up here. He's hit the first two. The third one is on the way, and nothing but the bottom. Central 64, East 63. And Javon Griffin will bring it across the timeline. Minute 11 to go here. Well, hesitation move by Griffin. Keeps his dribble alive. Now he's being closely guarded by Jerry Coles. And we're going to have a hold called on Coles on the way in. And that is going to be two free throws coming up here for East. Griffin's going to shoot them both. And the foul is going to be on Jarek Coles. And that is number five.
Yep.
So five fouls, 6 points, and number 14, Coles, is done for the day. And that does allow Coach Behrens, he's got a little time to make a substitution, so he's getting a free timeout here, talking to his team as he makes his substitution. And Rudy Carey, no dummy, doing the exact same thing, talking to his players. And so now Griffin will go back to the free throw line. And he'll give his team a chance to take the lead from the stripe. 64-63, he'll have two free throws. Both teams now are in the double bonus because nine fouls against Denver East. So if they commit another foul, it'll be two free throws for the Eagles. And Griffin's free throw will tie it at 64 with a minute two to go. Tied at 64 with 62 seconds left. Griffin's second free throw on the way, and it is perfect. 65-64, final minute at the Heartland Hoops Classic. And McCoy will play the point after Coles has fouled out. McCoy drives, and a little hand checker, though. Actually, it's a foul away from the ball. No, they're going to say it was on a reach here. I didn't actually see the foul. I didn't think they fouled McCoy. I thought it was on the backside.
Yeah.
In any event, McCoy's going to line. He's going to be shooting too.
McCoy went straight to the line, Randy, so I think it was pretty obvious to the refs and to McCoy that it was on
Carey, and he reached in. He wasn't on him. I think you hit him kind of from the backside. The free throw is good, so we're tied at 65. 52.7 to go. Second free throw on the way, and McCoy has given Central the lead and a timeout here for Omaha Central. 52.7 to go, 66-65. Central with the lead. Denver East will inbound it after this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, we've had a lot of free throws in this one. Both teams shooting kind of a comparable amount and a comparable percentage. And right now, Central getting just slightly the best of it. They lead at 66-65 with 52.7 to go, but Denver East will have the basketball. Coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic being brought to you by Home Federal Bank. Today, tomorrow, together, build your future at home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC. And by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles. BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and even Hallmark trailers. Check them out at DinsdaleAuto.com. Omaha Central is going to pick up the defense at half court. And Javon Griffin will just bounce it here for Brian Carey. Carey is across the timeline. 48 seconds to go. East is down by a point. And they'll get it left side for Dominique Collier. Collier picked up man-to-man there by McGaugh. Collier off of a couple of screens, dribbles that right side, pass is deflected, turned over. Central comes up with it. With the basketball is McGaugh. McGaugh will give it right side for Thurman. Thurman, entry pass down low, knocked out of his hands by Collier. It goes out of bounds, and Collier on the baseline being helped out by his teammates. Thought that maybe they had a chance to get the turnover, wasn't able to come up with it. So 27.3 to go. Central leading by a point will inbound underneath their own basket. Tossing in here is going to be McGaugh. McGaugh gives it. Ball fake. Thurman. Bucket up and good. Three-point lead for Central. Big bucket there for Trayshawn Thurman, who now has 26 in the game. And we've got a timeout for the Denver East Angels. They call timeout, trailing at 68-65 with 16.3 to go. It's only a 30-second timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We'll keep it right here for the final 16.3. This is the last timeout for Denver East. So if Omaha Central provides a lot of pressure on the inbounds, East is going to have to inbound it anyway. So if I'm Omaha Central, that's exactly what I do.
Oh, for sure. And going back to that last play, Randy, Trayshawn Thurman with a beautiful head fake. Kind of just, you got the sense that he wanted to take this game on the shoulder, got a nice head fake, got the bucket. But like you said, Omaha Central now up by three. Denver East will be taking the ball out here. And Omaha Central going to try and up the pressure here to force Denver East.
And by the way, Central has a couple of timeouts left. So if they want to call a timeout at some point, they could. Almost thrown over and back. Griffin will throw it out. They'll give it off here left side for Harrell. Harrell's going to fire the three off the rim. No good. Tipped around on the inside. It's going to be saved by Carey. He's trying to throw it off of Omaha Central, and he couldn't hit him with the basketball. So Central has possession of it with 5.6 to go. So the three-pointer wasn't in. Carey had to track it down. Best he could do is try to throw it off of one of the Eagles. Couldn't get that down. And now we got a timeout. 5.6 to go. Central will call the timeout, leading it 68-65. They have to inbound it in the corner on the sideline. That's one of the toughest places to inbound the ball. And so they really want to make sure they get something drawn up because, honestly, if they can get the ball inbounds, chances of them winning this basketball game are pretty good.
Yeah, and if you look up the scoreboard, there's no timeouts left for either team. So Omaha Central, they're only going to have 5 seconds on the inbound. If they do get it in, they need to get it in You'll head to the free throw line. You'll need to ice it away there, but you can't use a timeout because if you do, then you'll get be assessed a technical, and Denver East, will get a chance to end it. So Coach Eric Barron is going to be drawing up a play just basically to get the ball to his best free throw shooter, design maybe a couple of screens for him just to try to get their best free throw shooter to the line. It's probably going to be, you would think.
I would give it to Thurman. First of all, he's 6'6", so you can lob it up and get it to him a little bit more readily than you'd be able to get some of those other guys, and he has been money today.
Yeah, Trayshawn Thurman, he's been doing very well from the line. He made three big free throws as well, so Thurman would be the guy you'd probably go to, but I bet Denver East knows that as well.
So we'll see if they're going to set a screen for Thurman, and it's going to be inbounded here by McGaw. So McGaw will inbound. 5 second count going on. It is tipped, and it's thrown off of one of the central players. Oh, my, what an athletic play there by Brian Carey. Carey was able to tip it and do what he tried to do earlier and throw it off of a central player. So now, down by three, Denver East will be able to inbound it. It's actually going to be in the corner on the baseline. Tossing in here is going to be Griffin. Griffin, down by three. East will inbound. They throw it. Backdoor cut. Jones, shot no good. Rebounded by Central, and that is going to do it. They're going to let him run out the clock, and Omaha Central, for the second time in 2 years, comes to the Heartland Hoops Classic and wins the marquee matchup, beating Denver East. They've only lost four games all season, have the Angels. They've lost to a team from Los Angeles, one from Philadelphia, another from Charlotte, North Carolina, and now Omaha Central. Your final, 68-65, Eagles with the win over the Angels. A great matchup here, and we'll wrap up game number 8 of the Heartland Hoops Classic. We come back here to the Heartland Event Center with the Ravenna, with the Misco Sports postgame show coming up right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Omaha Central led most of the game, finally gave up that lead in the fourth quarter, and instead of folding their tent, they built another small little lead and then had to hold on against Denver East, as Denver East forced a turnover late in the game, had a chance if they were able to hit a three-point play, but Central did not allow them to inbound the basketball anywhere outside of the three-point arc, and they missed the layup that still would have been short of the mark because, again, out of timeouts, even if that two-pointer is made there, Omaha Central could have just let the clock expire, and Central wins this one 68-65, and again, just a great basketball game as these two teams so fundamentally sound, so athletic, and it really was a very enjoyable game, won by the Eagles 68-65. Take a look at the numbers. Here's Jeff Babel.
Thanks, Randy. Central wins it 68-65 to cap off game 8 of 8 here at the Heartland Event Center. Central shot 22 of 48 from the field. Denver East only 2 field goals behind them, 20 of 43. Central was 16 of 33 from two-point range. Denver East was 11 of 23, so Denver East needed to make up ground in three-point field goals. They did that. They outshot Central 9-6 from the three-point line. Denver East 9 of 20, so just shy of 50% there. Central 6 of 15, and the difference, I think, in this game would have been free throws. Omaha Central got there 18 times, or got there 25 times, made 18. Denver East got there 21 times and made 16. So two-point differential on the free throws and two more made field goals for Central seems to be the difference. A three-point ball game, so both teams shot really well. Central just seemed to make the baskets when they really matter down the stretch, and prevented Denver East from getting another look at possibly tying the game at the very end. Good defensively. Rebounding, Denver East out-rebounded Omaha Central by 6, 23-17. A couple, 3 blocks there for Omaha Central, 1 for Denver East. If you look at the individual numbers, we'll start with Omaha Central. They were led by Thurman. He finished with 26, Trayshawn Thurman. With 26, Malik Harris with 10, Austin McGaw with 8, Rashad McCoy with 9, Reith Nyoch, with 7, Jarrett Coles with 6. So only 6 deep there for Eric Behrens, but that's all they needed for them. Rebounding-wise, the leader was Harris with 5, Nyoch with 3. Thurman only got 2 rebounds. McGaw got 2 as well. McCoy and Coles split and got 1 apiece as well. Now we go over to the Tough Luck losers of the night, the losers by 3, Denver East. They were led Dominique Collier. He's going to head to Colorado. He had 29 points tonight in a losing effort, did lead all scorers, though. Javon Griffin with 13. Ronnie Harrell, the Creighton recruit, had 11, was hampered by some cramping, it seemed like. Late in that one, Brian Carey with 7 points. Jordan Willis with 5. So they only went 5 deep in this one. Central went 6 deep. Harrell finished with 8 rebounds. Collier with 5, as did Willis, Griffin, and Carey pulled down 2. So pretty even numbers. Thurman led the way for Central. Collier led the way for East. It was kind of just a bunch of mirror images. And in the end, Omaha Central was able to pull out by 3.
And as we said last year, Omaha Central really kind of showed up on the radar. People really got an appreciation how good they were with their win over Oak Hill Academy. I think we might have that same kind of feeling this year after the win against Denver East, 68-65. And again, Trayshawn Thurman knew he was a good basketball player, hadn't seen him at all this year. You know, saw him last year a little bit. His role on the team was different last year than it is this year. And my goodness, he stepped up big as he had a huge night here tonight for Omaha Central. And they needed it as they win it here, 68-65. So real quick, here's what happened today at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Overton over Sutton, 41-38. High Plains over Freeman, 52-42. Elkhorn South over Grand Island Senior High, 64-46. It was Wahoo Newman over Northwest, 70-35. Donovan Trumbull with a come-from-behind win over Norfolk Catholic, 55-50. Southern Valley over Grand Island Central Catholic, 48-38. Norfolk holds off Kearney, 66-62. And it's Omaha Central with a 68-65 win over Denver East. And, boy, a great day of basketball, a lot of fun. Certainly want to say thanks to Tino Martinez, everybody here at the Heartland Event Center for their hospitality and just a great environment. It was a lot of fun. And also want to say thanks to our presenting sponsors, Tim Dinsdale. Let me try that again. Tom. I don't know if he has a brother named Tim, but Tom Dinsdale Automotive, as well as Home Federal Bank of Grand Island. Maybe I should have said Him Federal Bank of Grand Island, just to level things out there. So Home Federal and Tom Dinsdale, thank you so much for helping us bring you coverage of all 8 games here. Jeff, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was an early morning. It feels like we just started, but those 8 games were 8 good games. I left you for about 3 or 4 of them in the middle, but Randy, it was a pleasure working with you all day today.
Rumor has